Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This hour, sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Affordable implants, life-changing smiles.
The views and opinions of Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, and Mark Grody should not be taken too seriously,
especially when they give advice.
Do not take Marshall's analogies literally,
especially when it comes to Russell Dorsey.
The sports thoughts of Rahimi, Harris, and Grody may change at any time.
It's just sports.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Rahimi, Harris, and Grody, 10 to 2 on 670 The...
Dennis Allen knows a thing or two about that Saints roster. Does he want to talk about his time with the New Orleans Saints as a reference to any of this?
I got fond memories of it, but Bears versus the Saints, those guys will really determine the outcome of the game.
Rattler under pressure, ball is out, he fumbled, and it's recovered by Chicago. Montez Sweat.
Here's Kamara, not going to get there. Stopped by Montez Sweat.
A lot of conversation about Montez Sweat this week and him needing to step up and really kind of ignite this defense. Boy, he's off to a heck of a start.
Rattler with pressure coming, and Rattler is going to go down. Kyler Gordon.
Four-man pressure
in trouble in the third sack of the day. Jaquan Brisker. Rattler intercepted. Picked off by Nashawn Wright. Across the 40. Wright still on the move. Down the sideline. Nashawn Wright.
Rattler wants to throw downfield. He's got Shaheed out there, and instead it's intercepted by Kevin Byard. His fourth pick of the year.
Rattler throws. It's deflected and intercepted by Edmonds. Tremaine Edmonds with the pick. And Rattler with his third interception thrown today. The Bears take it away.
A great job by the Bears. They had everything covered. There was nowhere for Spencer Rattler to go.
And the Bears, for the second straight season, are going to start 4-2.
I have one game ball right now.
Dennis Allen, come here!
Sometimes you ain't good enough for somewhere else.
Preach, preach.
That's perfectly fine.
Yes, sir.
I love being here.
Yeah.
And I love being with this group of guys.
Yeah. Good, better, better.
Good, better, better.
Never let it ride.
Never let it ride.
Good, get better.
Good, get better.
Better, better, get better.
Get better, get better.
Bears on three. 1, 2, 3. Bears!
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
As it turns out, upon listening to that open put together by Robbie Triano, I, as a reporter, and I would say even my fellow reporters out at Halas Hall, were asking the wrong questions to Dennis Allen. The question should have been, were you pissed that you were fired by the Saints last year? Are you angry that you were not wanted by that team last year? I loved hearing Dennis Allen right there. You ain't good enough for someone else, is what the DA is saying. So as it turns out, shockingly, That game meant everything to Dennis Allen. As we do welcome you into the Rahimi, Harris, and Grody show, Layla Rahimi has the day off. Marshall is here, and Marshall, we get to talk about a Bears 26-14 win. The fours are wild. The Bears are 4-2. They have won four straight games, and they had four more turnovers. Darn to hell that they only had three picks in the game. That could have been four as well.
See, you're messing up already, Mark, because you said they had four turnovers. They are not turnovers, as I was told by Dennis Allen. And right now, Dennis Allen can do no wrong. So when he says they're not turnovers, they are takeaways, I'm going to start calling them takeaways. Is that okay?
Fair enough. Fair enough. I think it was, honestly, the coach that brought that lexicon to Chicago. And I would even say that it's not out of the realm of possibility that Lovie Smith may have been on the ground floor of calling them takeaways. But it was Lovie Smith who started that trend to some degree of, hey, we're working to get these turnovers. We are pulling the ball away, and to some degree, the Bears were certainly do that. And let's get into it here, Marshall. Welcome into the show. We are here for you. The texts are coming in fast and furious, 312-644-6767, if you want to jump in on those. We will have a caller segment coming up for you at 10:45.
Yeah.
Is that our first caller segment? 10:45 this morning at 312-644-6767. And I will say what was on the minds of a lot of Bears fans yesterday. It was on my mind as a reporter yesterday. It is unnerving when the quarterback doesn't play well. It's unnerving when Caleb Williams does not have a good game. Williams did not have a good game. He did not play well at the quarterback position yesterday. But for a moment, if we can, let's put that on pause and let's focus on a few other things. We'll get to Caleb coming up at about 10:25, but forget about Caleb. Let's go through three and the turnovers. I'm even to put the turnovers away. Marshall, there are three other things that had been, I would say, deal breakers for the Bears season that are getting better. The run game, stopping the run, and knocking the quarterback down, as in getting quarterback sacks. Against Washington, and I'm just talking about the last two games here. Against Washington, the Bears had 145 rushing yards, and you allowed 124, which can be better, but I do add in the fact that Jaden Daniels got 52 of them in that contest. Not necessarily an excuse, but those are not all running back yards. Yesterday, the Bears had, look at that number, 222 rushing yards, because you had a two-headed attack with DeAndre Swift and Kyle Manungai, and you only allowed 44 rushing yards yesterday. You had four big sacks yesterday. You had three sacks the week before, specifically on the run game, too. This is something that Matt Eberflus never figured out last year. And I'm not saying that it's a done deal. We'll get more into that on Five on It as well. Like, I'm not just saying that that's it. DeAndre Swift is going to have 100 yards per game and he's going to be one of the top rushers in the league, because that's what it would look like if he continued on this pace. I'm not necessarily saying that. But you are making real improvement in an area that the Bears couldn't figure out last year. And I always go back to the years of where it was going to be unsustainable if you couldn't figure out the running game, also known as Matt Nagy. Even in the magical season of 2018, we were always like, where's Jordan Howard? Where's the running game? So maybe, just maybe, this coach has figured something out when it comes to the run game, and we know they are onto something defensively.
You know, my favorite thing about Ben Johnson is not only does he seem to be a leader of men, like a real one, as in he is a real one, as in he gives it to you straight, whether it's good, bad, whatever's going on, he'll give you an idea of what he's seeing, so you're not having to guess, like, what did he really mean by that? I don't think I've ever had an instance where I was like, what does he really mean by that? Couple of things. When he told you, oh, no, our running back room is good, he meant it and said it with conviction. I was like, wow, I wonder how this will play out. When he told you, when we get to the bye, we're going to figure things out, and that'll give us a chance to see what happened the first 4 weeks of the season, adjust, and make those adjustments, and then we should be better. He said it going in. He said it coming out. And now look at what they put on the field the last 2 weeks, specifically in this game. You talked about running the football and stopping the run and getting to the quarterback. Those are the three things that you feel like you learned. I think this team has an identity now. It's clear now. The identity is this. We're going to control the trenches. We're going to run the football. Doesn't matter if it's Kyle Manungai. Doesn't matter if it's DeAndre Swift. Doesn't matter if it's Roschon Johnson. Did you catch him, by the way? Sneak into the game and get positive yardage?
He got his one carry.
Yeah, and he did something with it. And so when I see it back-to-back weeks, and I know the level of competition is far from top tier. In fact, it is bottom tier. I want to emphasize, I understand the Saints are not a good football team. But when you look at what they were able to do both running and stopping the run, that's what stands out to me. The takeaways are cool. Don't get me wrong. But I can't say every week you can control how many takeaways you get.
That is absolutely true. This segment being brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. I did want to read, because I was anticipating texts like this from the 847. Grody, you are such a Debbie Downer on a Victory Monday. Can you just celebrate the four-game win streak? And on Tuesday, tell us how bad Caleb was. We're not here to do pep rallies, okay? This is big market Chicago Bears radio here we're talking about. It is a huge part of it. We will definitely talk about Caleb Williams, because the one thing about all of this, and this was a wholly entertaining game to watch from my perch in the press box.
You do have a perch.
I do have a perch. I've earned my perch. Watching this game, it's fun. We all know in Chicago how fun it is when you're forcing turnovers, when you're getting to the quarterback, and you're doing fun defensive things. We also know in Chicago, unless you're burying your head under the sand, that it's not a sustainable way to live to be able to play good defense and run the football. You also need a passing game to go with it. It is what this franchise has been missing for 100 years. And I know I could do the intermittent years where the Bears had good passing football, but that all has to come together, because we've seen this formula for sure before, and ultimately it does not work in this version of the NFL.
Well, no, it can't work, because the most important position on the field is still quarterback. Because even if you play it close, like they did, let's say, against Washington, like they did against the Las Vegas Raiders, even if you play it close, you've got to have a difference maker at the end of the game. And that's what you're leaning on Caleb Williams to be. Now, he didn't have to be in this game. Frankly, he didn't have to be last week as well, because when you can run the football, all you got to do is get the lead, and then you can shorten the game. And that's what Ben Johnson has effectively done the last 2 weeks, is gotten the lead, shortened the game, and we wondered, okay, is this running game for real? They did it against the Commanders. That's cool and all, but is the running game for real? I'm sorry. Caleb Williams has been playing football for how long now? A season and a third, right? He's played in 23 games. In those 23 games, he's never seen this rushing output. It's the largest rushing output. It's only the second time in 2 years that Caleb Williams has had this type of support from his run game. And the difference between now and even the Eberflus era in terms of the running game, a lot of that running game was predicated on a running quarterback, right?
Yeah, no doubt.
And Justin Fields.
And it never mattered
so
either, by
those,
the way.
Those inflated numbers, I call them that because a lot of it was just Justin making something happen when he couldn't find someone downfield. And that's okay in spots, but it can't be the basis of your offense. So for Caleb Williams to have negative 2 rushing yards and to still put up 222 as a team, that tells a story to me. Is it's not just, oh, well, by happenstance, we're doing this. It's by design that they are controlling the trenches, and whoever's running the football, whether it's Swift, Manungai, or Roschon Johnson, mm-hmm. or DJ Moore, or Alameda Zacchaeus, whoever you want to put back there, it's a team effort, and it's a structured thing that Ben Johnson's saying, hey, remember what I did in Detroit? I'm going to do it here, too. Watch this.
Yeah, and look, we want to celebrate, and we are going to celebrate what the defense did. That's what this segment was dedicated to do, and we will get more into Caleb Williams, but let's not be dumb.
Right.
Let's not be dumb as Bears fans. Now, if you're new to the Bears, like literally in the last few years, then I get it. Maybe you don't know the full history and the whole breadth of what we're talking about. And no, I don't want to hear from people that I'm jaded. I don't want to hear all of that. I think I'm knowledgeable, and I think I know Bears history, and I think I know Bears present. So, and I've seen it all. Why are you looking at me like that? Because, so you think I'm jaded? I'm not jaded.
Because you are jaded.
I'm not jaded. How am I jaded?
You're jaded by past coaching staffs and what they were unable to do. And I'm just trying to not necessarily wipe the slate clean, but understand it's a new era with Ben Johnson. You can't hold the sins of the past against Ben Johnson because he's showing you that he doesn't care about what happened in the past. He's just doing what he does.
No, but I'm saying that you should know that it matters heavily that even though the Bears won this game and it was a fun game and the defense was dominant and it was a blast, if you don't have that guy passing the football and leading your team and being a good quarterback, then you're not going to win in the end. And that has been the problem, coincidentally maybe, or maybe because this is just the way the team has been built because of ownership. The team has not been able to put the phases together, and that is what has missed the Bears. That is why they haven't had sustained success since the 1980s, and it's the reason they haven't won a Super Bowl since the year 1986.
To echo your sentiment, yeah. I head to the text line. Listen to this. 773. That game wasn't fun. The heart attack Bears almost blew it. This is the lived experience that you're talking about with this organization. Also, a couple of things. 708. Tell it the way it is, Grody. I didn't know the goal of this team was to beat the worst team in the league. Kayla was bad. A performance like that against a better team is a loss. Talk about that, guys. The bar is so low here, it's sickening. I get all that you're saying, but I can take what you're saying and what those texters are saying and in the same breath say, it's a work in progress. I'm not even really that concerned about Caleb Williams, although, you know, we'll talk about him after a while. I'm concerned, can you run the ball and stop the run? Go back to basic peewee football.
And that's great. And that's what I started with. Those were the first words out of my mouth.
And they didn't like that,
to
huh?
start the day today. Well, look, and just because I interjected Caleb and teased that we're going to talk about Caleb. And Caleb, I'll say it again, did not have a good day yesterday. For everybody in the back row or the people that don't want to hear it, if you
tar and feather that man,
if you care about this organization, you care about what the quarterback did and didn't do on a weekly basis, because it's why this team almost on a yearly basis in some way, shape, or form breaks your heart. 10-game losing streak, 2 years out of the last three is a heartbreaker. The last time they get to the playoffs before the bogus 2020 thing in 2018, they broke your heart because they didn't have a kicker at the end of that game.
And Bears have two kickers.
Oh my God, they do have two kickers. So we've gone this long without mentioning Jake Moody. Folks, if you're going to win in this NFL, you got to have a kicker.
Or two.
Or two. Jake Moody was awesome yesterday.
He was dependable. That's what you need in a game in which your red zone offense was... Well, it was in the red, not the black. I'll say it like that. I think overall, though, what the defense did was tremendous, and I know it was against a bad team in the Saints, but you have to be able to beat down the bad teams. And the fact that they made this a one-score game in the second half was a little disheartening, but the fact that they got more takeaways, and they stopped the run. If you get takeaways and stop the run, no one should be able to beat you as long as your offense is, you know, serviceable. And Caleb Williams was serviceable.
Yeah, he was. He was, but that's no way to live through a season. And Caleb Williams will tell you that. We're going to play some of that for you coming up here soon. We'll talk about Caleb next. We will also play some, because we got derailed a little bit on the defensive path. I want to play Montez Sweat for you. We're going to take you inside the locker room very quickly, and then we will pivot to more on Caleb Williams as well. It is Rahimi, Harris, and Grody. Layla Rahimi has the day off. This is Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The score.
Listen to Raheemi Harrison Grody on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
Taysom Hill, the motion man. Rattler under pressure. Ball is out. He fumbled, and it's recovered by Chicago. Montez Sweat able to jar that loose, and the Bears have it at the 24-yard line of New Orleans.
Are you officially declaring the Tez effect back in Chicago?
I need to see more effect from Tez before I acknowledge that it is back.
It's certainly getting more effective. That's for sure. Highlights courtesy of Fox. Montez Sweat making things happen. A forced fumble, which was eventually recovered by Jervon Dexter. He had the big fourth and one stop. I think that was in the second quarter. As we welcome you back to the Raheemi Harris and Grody Show. We are cooking on a victory Monday. Bears 26, Saints 14. The text line is hot, Marshall. The phone lines are going to get cooking. We will take your calls. By the way, write this number down, 312-644-6767. I know people are anxious to get in, so in our next segment, about 20 minutes from now, we will take your phone calls. I will read your text messages as well. And Mr. Marshall, when we were backstage, one of the guys that you brought up again for the second week in a row was the effect himself, Sweaty.
Montez Sweat.
Turn your mic on!
Yeah, I know. Montez Sweat. So, 2 weeks ago, when they beat the Commanders, I was honored, actually, to be a guest on the Take the North podcast immediately following the game.
The honor was mine.
And we gave out the game balls. And he told us, hey, get somebody for your game balls. And, you know, I wasn't, like, forced to take anyone because I was the second person to take someone. And I think both you and Layla were shocked when I took Montez Sweat. And
because DeAndre Swift was still on the board.
DeAndre Swift was on the board. And I was like, that's cool. That's good. But to me, Montez Sweat was more important because of what he did at the end of that game with the pass deflection and the fact that he was out here pressuring the quarterback at the end of the game in a crucial situation. And I was like, they don't get this win if he doesn't do that, because they really couldn't stop the Commanders without a turnover at that point. They forced a punt. That's something that was not happening in that game. And then you look at what happened yesterday as far as tone setters. He started it when he got the sack, the forced fumble, and the recovery, the trifecta, as they call it. And he also had two tackles for a loss. you know, when they're trying to run at him on fourth down for some reason. And then two quarterback hits as well. He was back there looking like an impact player, looking like a guy who could change the fortune of an offense, you know, one snap at a time. So to see what he was able to do on 71.4% of the snaps, it kind of made me think, okay, I think Sweat has heard all the talk that people have been talking about him, and he's like, let me show you what I can do. And I think Dennis Allen has everyone, chess piece-wise, doing the things they need to do to really just cause havoc on opposing offenses.
Well, I tell you what, let's get into the locker room, because I was one of those speaking to Montez Sweat after the game yesterday. But first, I tell you this. This Sunday, join The Score and Circa Sports Illinois at Timothy O'Toole's Pub in Gurnee. All in Croots, Patrick Manley, and Molly will host our pregame show from 9 to noon, then have immediate reaction on the postgame show after Chicago takes on Baltimore. That's Sunday at Timothy O'Toole's in Gurnee, sponsored by Circa Sports Illinois. Sports betting the way it should be. Here's Montez Sweat.
You knock the ball loose, Dexter recovers it. How big was that for you early in the game?
It was huge. The turnovers are contagious. Once we get one, we like to piggyback with another one.
Fourth and one stop, too. How much pride do you take in something like that?
We take a lot of pride. If teams want to take that risk and go on fourth down, then we're all for it and getting off the field.
Get you angry when they come at you like that? You take that personally?
Yeah, I do take it pretty personal. They want to run to my side and try me. So you got to have your big draws on.
Something to say to them after a play like that?
I don't know. It's kind of being heat in the moment. Just go with the flow of the game.
You trying to hold your laughter when he said big draws. That was the best part of that audio. I was
because there was a little bit of snickering with other reporters around. So, yes, I had another question in my head, but I was like laughing simultaneously.
It's like he could have said big boy pants. No, he said big draws.
No tidy whities over there, man.
Yeah. I'm glad that Montez Sweat is looking like the guy that, honestly, the Bears need him to be if they're going to do anything this season.
Absolutely. 100%. You know, I mean, like, yeah, you still want him to get to the quarterback, but I'll take that from Montez Sweat. I mean, that fourth down stop was just badassery. As Mully was saying, I can't remember if it was on the air or off the air. Like you don't run that play at that guy's belly in that moment, because no matter what you want to say, I get it. You run at those guys, right? You run. That's the way to go. But not that way. Not that play. So the Sweat effect. While we want it all fast, it's starting to make itself. He's reacquainting himself with us.
That's the whole team.
Yes.
Including the quarterback. That's my point. Ben Johnson, I got the faith. Do people not have faith in Ben Johnson and understand that even if you believe in him and understand that this team is turning things around, it's not going to be overnight. It's not going to be over the course of six games.
Yeah.
It's going to take the whole year.
Yeah.
You're just picking up dubs by happenstance almost on the way.
Yeah, and let's talk about Caleb Williams here, because it's obviously a dynamic topic that usually has two very distinct sides to it. Caleb Williams did not have a good game yesterday. Let me be perfectly clear. I've enjoyed his season so far this year, like the ups and the downs. I still think Caleb Williams is going to be good. But again, you got to be kidding yourself or fooling yourself if you're not looking at that game and saying, my God, this could be, as always, as we always do, it could be so good just if for once. And I'm not, like, the defense, again, is not a finished product. Far from it. Too many like you want to get the bread and butter things better still as far as the Bears defense is concerned. But there have been so many years, like Bears fans, you understand this, that great defenses don't necessarily translate to wins. But if you have a representative offense or a good offense or a great offense, that's where sustained success comes in. I want to read a couple of things before we hear from Caleb Williams, a couple of things that Caleb Williams says to back up what I am saying here. And folks, if you didn't hear from Caleb yesterday, he knows he had a bad game. He admitted it. He says this: if we get this figured out, this is Caleb, on my side, we will be putting up a lot of points and we will be dangerous. He also says, this is two separate cuts, once we figure it out, it's going to be real devastating for the other side.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Like Caleb's looking at that and going, oh God, we might have a defense. Oh my goodness, like the offensive line suddenly looks really good. We might have a running game. Imagine if the guy passing the football was great. That's what he was saying right there, and that's all I was saying.
I think people want this game to look like that game against the Dallas Cowboys, honestly. And it didn't, and that's part of the problem here. But I think this is the first time I've said the Bears won in spite of Caleb Williams' lackluster play. The other three wins, I wasn't saying that.
No, and I think, neither was I.
And I think it's important to understand that it's not going to be linear, the progress for Caleb Williams under Ben Johnson. He knows he had a bad game. Ben Johnson certainly knows he had a bad game. And I think we just need to take a moment and say, okay, if he knows he had a bad game, as long as he can progress forward, everything's going to be okay. Everything's going to be okay. Everything's going
to
be all right.
I agree in that. Yeah, look, hey, it doesn't have to be the Dallas game every time either. 298 yards, four touchdowns. Bears also had four takeaways that day. So we saw them. We saw them. The it all coming together in that Dallas game, and boy, did we celebrate! Like stamp that game, because that's the arc. That's what you want. That's the rough draft. That is the way you want it to look throughout the season. That's how it could look, because this quarterback has the ability to do it. He simply didn't do it yesterday. That's what was in front of us. And this right here is Caleb Williams taking responsibility and talking about the 4-2 record.
In the locker room seems to be, it's a great place to be at 4-2.
Yes.
Also a lot of room for improvement. How do you,
absolutely.
How do you kind of put those two things together and build a mindset on?
Yeah, think about it. We threw an interception today, defense had four turnovers, four sacks. I threw an interception. I didn't play well today. And then the offensive line, pushes us through. DeAndre Swift and the backs push us through for 200-plus yards on ground. And so it's being able to find ways to win is what we've been able to do, and we're going to keep doing that. But it's also being able to find ways to come together as one, that when defense has a turnover, we go down and put seven on the board, not a field goal. That accounts for me. That accounts for all of us on offense. That accounts for just everything overall. And so it's just being able to execute the plays that are called. It's being able to, when you have those moments for explosive plays, we connect on them. I deliver a good ball, or, offensive line does a good job of blocking up and the back's hitting the hole and having explosive plays. So I think overall there's a lot of growth that can be had. It's insane to think that, and we're 4-2, about how much growth we have left, myself included. And, we want to hit the ground running at the right time, where we're all hitting on all cylinders. Defense is playing, great. And I want to, have them have their back, and just like they have ours. And we want to keep that rolling.
I'll summarize that really quickly, just listening to Caleb Williams again right there. I was there live for the press conference, but sometimes you hear things a little bit differently. And there has been a lot of progress with Caleb Williams this year, I believe. Or maybe not a lot. There has been progress with Caleb Williams this year. As he said, there's still a lot of progress to come, and that's the part that I am pushing for.
We are talking about Caleb Williams' performance, lackluster as it was here on Raheemy Harris and Grody. And here's the honest truth, Grody, and I think Caleb would admit this. Caleb Williams is in a slump. Caleb Williams talked a couple of weeks ago about not being as on target as he has been throughout his entire playing career when he's on the run. He reiterated last night that he was also struggling with being on target on the run. I believe he is in a full-on slump, a 61.7 passer rating, which is the lowest of the season for him. He threw more interceptions than touchdowns for just the third time in his career out of 23 games. Think about that. He's thrown more, or at least even, touchdowns and interceptions, but he had no touchdowns. He had an interception. They got to the red zone. They couldn't get on the same page with him and his center, Drew Dahlman, on a couple of occasions with the double clutch. And I'm not putting that on Caleb himself. It could be on Drew Dahlman, who said he didn't even understand what happened when he talked about it after the game in the locker room. But Caleb Williams is in a slump, and understanding the other two games in which he did not throw more touchdowns than interceptions, that would be week 2 last year against Houston. They lost 19-13. And week 17 last year. And I think we all remember week 17 against Seattle and what that game looked like. So for Caleb Williams to talk about the accountability in the way that he did after this game and understand it's not necessarily back to the drawing board, but there's got to be a lot of things fixed between now and Baltimore, I think that's a good thing, a positive thing. And I fully expect Ben Johnson, this is the most important part, to use what else is going right for the offense as an incubator to work on Caleb Williams' things that he needs to work on while also, I don't know, rushing the ball for 200 plus yards.
I think a light came on yesterday for Caleb Williams, like in that moment during that post game presser, or maybe even during the game. It was like, oh God, like this defense might be legit. The running game may be really good. And he's thinking, you know what Caleb's thinking to himself? I know I'm still great. I know that this doesn't look good, and I know there's things that I'm in. He's talked about it 2 weeks in a row, his issues of throwing on the run. Like, that has been a problem for him, and you saw it, some of it yesterday. But he's going through his head, maybe even in slow motion, like, holy cow, if I could figure these things out and get completely and get to level good to great, this team can end up being great. Let's listen to what Ben Johnson, the Bears head coach, had to say about the offense and Caleb Williams.
How do you view the overall trajectory offensively through six games now?
Yeah, up and down. So that's what we've looked like. We haven't hit our stride yet offensively. We're capable of a lot more. We have very talented individuals. I feel strongly in our coaching staff, but we're not complementing our defense on a regular basis. With the number of turnovers we've had over the last four games, we should be able to turn those into more points.
What has to click? What are you seeing that if this clicks, it'll level out, it'll be a lot smoother?
Yeah, I think it's a lot of things, and so that's something we'll look at on the tape and see what we got to clean up. You know, we still have the false starts. You know, the good thing was the running game was working. The passing game wasn't nearly efficient enough for us here today.
It's funny
how
that
how you sense that Caleb played just from experience and not
there. Yeah, hard to say off the cuff. You know, you just go off the numbers and we weren't efficient enough in the passing game. So we'll see why that was.
I think it's amazing that Ben Johnson gets it more than some Bears fans get it, that it's all there for you if you put it together and you look at it realistically. You look at it from a how is this sustainable point of view.
Well, I don't know that the number of turnovers are sustainable. I think turnovers being a factor is sustainable because the way I saw them play the last couple of weeks, especially against a bad offense. Spencer Rattler is 1-11 as a starting quarterback in the NFL. I think there's some hard truths that we need to process while understanding the context of what happened yesterday.
Yeah.
Spencer Rattler is not good. And The Saints are not good. And so I understand the faction of a fan base that wants to believe that, hey, we've got to figure this out because we need to score more points against bad teams so that when we play good teams, we're not having these same problems.
Check out the phone lines are starting to pop. You know what they did? You know what happened, Marshall? They sniffed out the break. They know that this is the time that we take a break. And then when we come back, we open the phone lines for Bears fans. Guess what? Whatever you want to talk about as it pertains to this Bears game.
Is it therapy, but like therapy after you've had a good moment in your life as opposed to therapy after a bad moment in your life?
The beauty of this is I have no idea. When we open the phone lines on a Bears Monday, whether it's a win or a loss, you'd never know what's going to happen, and I love it. 312-644-6767. You want to talk about Caleb. You want to talk about the Bears defense. You want to talk about the buzzkill that I'm providing for some people, apparently. The text line is great today, by the way, because I'd say it's like 50-50 people saying, you know, like, hey, lay off Caleb, and then there's the people saying, right on, man, you got to get this guy to the level of great. 312-644-6767. Come on in. It's Raheemy, Harris, and Grody. Layla has the day off. This is Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Rahimi Harrison Grody Show, middays 10 to 2, on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
From the eye, Swift, cutback, hops into the end zone, touchdown Chicago.
Because what happens when you start to have success running the football in one direction? Well, that defense is going to overreact, and they're going to move. They're going to press here, they're going to press here, they're going to press here, and that guy's going to stretch it and wind it back.
Swifty, DeAndre Swift, 19 carries, 124 yards, and an 11-yard touchdown run. He had one catch for 14 yards. Much more to discuss about DeAndre Swift and Kyle Manungai probably a little bit later in the show. It's Rahimi Harris and Grody. Layla has the day off. She just was not ready for her first Bears Monday. She got intimidated, and she asked to stay away today. So
the first one's always the hardest.
It is. We'll ease her in. We'll be as gentle as we possibly can be as you are listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. We're going to get to your calls here in a second. Let's jam out a couple of text messages first as well, because I feel like the text line has been hopping heavily today, and I will read one from the 773. What a buzzkill with this show. I don't want cheerleaders, but geez, are you guys calling Troy Aikman for analysis? I mean, wow. First of all, I'm very flattered to think that my analysis and yours is on par with a Hall of Famer and a number one analyst in football. So I'm going to go ahead and take that as a compliment. And then I will just say, let's keep in mind that this is probably the most important draft choice the Chicago Bears have ever had in their history.
That would be factual. 1-1, as they call it, the first overall pick. 847, I look at it this way. He's the most talented QB the Bears have drafted in decades. He's working with an accomplished offensive coach, so I'm not concerned that this can't be fixed. Neither am I. I'm not concerned either. I'm just saying this is part of the journey, and we have to document what happens on the journey. And when the quarterback himself says, I didn't play well, we should probably talk about that.
And imagine what it could be, as Caleb Williams did if you get that part right, you become explosive, and you, as his words, Caleb Williams' words, you become devastating. We now become Pete on the north side. Pete, talk to us. You're on the score. Raheem Harris and Grody.
I just want to ask you guys what your thought was on the end of the first half and how the Bears defense kind of fell asleep. I don't mean to criticize. I want to know what your thoughts were on how these guys who, I mean, again, Spencer Rattler, take it for what it is, and he just marched down the field and they put up 7 points. I'll shut up and let you guys talk.
Thank you. I thought that was a missed focus, I will say, on Tyreek Stevenson at the end of that first half on the 56-yard play to Chris Olave and then the subsequent touchdown after that. And I know Tyreek left the game. He left the game with a shoulder injury. He was not in the lot. I did see Tyreek Stevenson, by the way, BTW, walking out of the locker room. We never had a chance to talk to him. But Marshall, I thought that was a bad moment for the Bears, and to have the game 20-7 at the half, and then in the third quarter it's 20-14. While I didn't think the Bears were going to lose, there was a little bit of a doom feeling in that third quarter.
Well, I think the main thing is that the Bears kind of took the foot off the gas a little bit there at the end of the first half, and they were in control, right? 20-0, and if the offense performs at a little bit better clip, then they don't give it up to have that opportunity at the end of the half. I think that's a big part of this, and I think that's why Ben Johnson was kind of annoyed coming off the field. It's like, the offense, a.k.a. the passing game, was better, then, hey, they don't even get that opportunity, because I think that part, you're putting the defense at risk by giving the Saints the ball back where they have nothing to lose, 20-0.
312-644-6767. If you want to jump in here, talking about the Bears 26-14 win, Raheem Harris and Grody. Lales has the day off. Frank is always on. He's in Oak Park. What's going on in the park, Frank?
Oh, it's great here. And I was at the contest against the Saints, and it was good the rain abated before kickoff and those threatened gale force winds never arrived.
Nope.
I'll give you the drill down game stats, first the defense, then the offense, and then my impressions from my 300-level perch in the north end zone. On defense, when you get four takeaways, four sacks, and hold an opponent to 44 yards rushing and 253 total, you have checked all the boxes for a great day at the office. From what I saw, Allen's crew had determined Spencer Rattler was a check-down artist with a noodle arm, and had the back seven sit on the short and medium stuff. Except for some damage inflicted by Chris Olave and tight end Juan Johnson, the strategy worked. Let's hope we don't lose more DBs to injury ahead of matchups with real QBs, Jackson, Flacco, and Vladimir Putin's favorite signal caller, Aaron Rodgers. On offense, we talk about QBs deodorizing roster weakness. Sunday, we saw an offensive line deodorize some issues with that side's skilled dudes. When you get 386 yards of offense with 222 of that on the ground, on a day when Williams looked like his feet were slipping in moist turf or something, Coach Johnson decided to mash it. I saw a few times when backs got blown up in the backfield. At worst, guys were hit at the line of scrimmage and fell forward. When that happens, a good back like Swift can remind you of Peyton on certain plays, and Kyle Manongi, a fellow with no fourth gear, can average 6.23 a carry. If this line play is a trend, it's huge. But before we Bear fans get too far over our skis, both Stevenson and Komet left the game with injuries. The opponents on the horizon are better than the Saints by a lot. They can exploit your depth.
What's up? Thanks, Frank.
Frank is great. First of all, I want to point out that his perch was higher than yours.
I guess
300
so.
Level.
I think he was trying to make a point right there. Frank needs to work on his finish, though. He can't just like stop like mid-sentence and then hang up. Like
sometimes
that,
you drop the phone just like you would drop the mic if it was not attached here. You would try to drop the mic in any given segment.
Was?
Yeah, that's exactly what that was.
All right.
I do like the fact that he pointed out a couple of things, especially the way the front seven was playing. Understand what they were dealing with in Spencer Rattler. He's not a guy that's really going to beat you over the top. Although he did the once, when you talk about what happened at the end of the first half against Tyreek Stevenson. But that was the only play where he was like throwing big bombs down the field.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but I mean, it just brought back memories of the end of the first half in Arizona last year when DeMarcado had that run when everybody's like, ah, this half's over. I feel like that's what was going on. It was like, ah, they're done. They're cooked. We're going into the locker room 20-0. And then, well, here's a bomb to Olave for you.
Also, I have this text from 847. I'm a big believer in Marshall's COE theory. COE, by the way, Caleb over everything.
Oh, yeah, everybody knows that. Yeah.
Therefore, while I'm happy the Bears beat a bad team, open parentheses, which hasn't always been a given, close parentheses, there is no way I can ignore how poorly Caleb played against a bad team, exclamation point. Yeah, I get it. That's all it is.
That's it. We're just covering it all, man. You know what I mean? Like, Ben Johnson is going to be real about things, and so are we. It's a Bears win. We're celebrating it. It's four in a row. The sky is the limit for the Bears, but you want to see it all come together because then you've got something. And by the way, is there anything more damning in scouting than when a quarterback is referred to as a noodle arm, as Frank from Oak Park referred to Rattler?
That is a direct hit. A direct shot. A direct hit.
Imagine being that quarterback. Noodle arm!
I thought you were going to say Vladimir Putin's favorite signal caller.
Yeah, that was, sounds pretty damning as well. That.
Did he like make some offhand comment about being an Aaron Rodgers fan? Like,
I think it's more about just Aaron Rodgers' general stance on a lot of things going on.
And then finally from the 847, regards to Frank's call, is this an AI call?
Oh no, that's more beautiful than AI, baby. That's all real.
Love you, Frank. We also love Anthony Heron and Big Ant is coming up next for two solid segments. You know he's reasonable. Big Ant is always reasonable and logical and good. He joins us next on Rahimi, Harris, and Grody on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.